Yeah, the response in Tasmania has been phenomenal. Well, we've been blown away by how good it's been. We didn't expect it to be as good as it was, or as good as it is, and that's really surprised us. And
amongst chefs, or you know,
amongst everyone, almost pretty much every single high profile Tasmanian restaurant is now using our salt. All of the well known chefs are, and within the retail sector as well. I mean, we're getting seriously good sales from a retail point of view. On the mainland markets, we thought we'd be able to replicate that very easily in the mainland markets. We've found we've had to go out there and do a lot more work in order to get that kind of response.
And build a relationship?
Yeah, build a profile. So we found that we got into a number of shops and now we need to get onto people's radars. And so we've had some really good press recently. We had Nigella Lawson talking about us and telling everyone about how she uses our salt and is taking it back to the UK. So that was amazing. We've been in the Sydney Morning Herald as sort of the must-have item for Christmas. So we've been getting some really nice press and raising our profile and getting it out there.
Chris, does that go to your head a little bit, having Nigella flog your product?
Yeah, those are the good days. Yeah, those sort of make you feel as though kind of all of the hard slog on the other days is worth it.
How did that come about?
So she was over here doing a book promotion, and we supplied salt to an event that she was speaking at, not necessarily in relation to the book promotion, but we provided salt and she came across our salt and enjoyed it. I mean, we didn't quite realise it would go to the lengths that it did. She went on a number of other TV programs. She was on the Sunrise program and promoted it there. A lot of the interviews she did, she said that she was taking it back to her pantry in the UK. So, we didn't quite realise it would get as big as it did, but it was great.
You could estimate what that would be worth. I mean, that would be big numbers of publicity, wouldn't it?
Yeah, we haven't really had time to kind of sit down and look at the viewing figures or the audience that we've reached with that. But it would be great. But I mean, that's just sort of also one thing that we've got to do in combination with a number of other things. A friend of ours once said, it takes a long time to get onto someone's shopping list. When people go shopping, they have a shopping list, and whether or not it's on a piece of paper or whether or not it's mental, they walk down the aisle and they go, okay, these are the things that I'm looking for. And we've still got a little ways to go before we're on people's shopping list, but we want to try and sort of, that's where we want to be.
So maybe you've been the one-off, I'll try it, the novelty. Now you've got to get the repeat custom, is that right?
Exactly, yeah. And that's what we found in Tasmania has been so reassuring, is that people have sort of, who haven't ever even considered using what we'd call a gourmet salt, are now coming back to us and saying, oh my God, I wouldn't go back to the table salt that I was using previously. Yours is so much better. It gives so much more flavour. I thought salt was just salt. But now they're actually sort of understanding that different salts give different flavour profiles, work with different kinds of foods and give different results.
So let's come back to the technology, because it was a learning curve. What's that journey been like and where are you at now?
As you said, it's still a journey. I think we're sort of ongoing. When we first set up, a guy we were talking to said that it'll take us 3 years before we understand our production process fully, and I think at the time I sort of laughed and scoffed and thought, God, if it takes us 3 years, we'll be in all sorts of trouble. But I think it's one of those things where you don't understand your system completely until you've worked through all the little bugs and all the little bits and pieces, and something will go wrong and you realise that you need to have a maintenance schedule in place, and how to structure that maintenance schedule and how it works for different pieces of equipment. So we've had sort of issues and where bits of equipment have had to be replaced, or the production technique that we were thinking in a certain area hasn't quite worked as well as we'd like. But we're now finding we're kind of getting to the fine-tuning and the tweaking now. So that's really nice to be able to start. The tweaks we make now provide us with a sort of a greater efficiency and greater productivity. So that's really nice.
So in terms of production and yields and estimates and budgets that you've got, what's your productivity like? Is it where you'd hoped?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, we've actually just put an expansion in place. So in the next couple of days, we'll commission a new dryer that we've put in, and that'll be the last piece in the expansion. So We've put a new crystallisation pan in, which will double or almost actually triple our productivity. That'll be good. Our new dryer will be able to cope with that increased capacity and actually will give us capacity to increase further in the future. So we're in terms of our production capacity, we're looking good on that front. It's been nice to be able to kind of expand and increase your productivity as the market requires it. So hopefully in the future, we've designed a system so that we can essentially add modules to it so that if and when we do need to expand in the future, we can sort of add those bits as we go.
Which comes back to where we started, which was about the market. So you've pretty well got the Tasmanian market reasonably well explored. You're pushing into the mainland and export. What are the horizons?
Yeah, absolutely, exploring export. It's early days for that at the moment. We want to focus on being a Tasmanian and an Australian brand first and supplying those markets. But we've already had interest from Japan and China and Korea, just to name a couple. But I think those things are more sort of medium to long-term opportunities. We'll definitely look to explore them as they come up. But we want to be able to focus on our local markets first, the ones who've been really loyal to us to start with.